Hello, hello. It's KK with Flora Funga Podcast. I am so excited. This is our 100th episode. I can't believe we made it here. Thank you so much for supporting me and listening to me and watching me. Flora Funga Podcast is now at its 100th episode, and I wanted to post about my interview with Fungi Flows. He is breaking the world record's longest rap, over 50 hours. He wants to keep going as long as he can. So go support Fungi Flows. He's on all social media platforms as well. And at the end of February, he will be breaking that world record. So go follow him on everything and follow his journey. And let's dive into this awesome, awesome interview, an in-person interview, in fact. So go watch it on YouTube if you want all of the details. All right, let's dive into it. We are here with Fungi Flows.
What's up,
oh
y'all?
My gosh, I can't believe you drove to my house and showed up here. So thank you for being here. I've been following your Guinness World Records raps. Mm-hmm. So tell me, what even persuaded you to get into that? Like, what made you want to break that world record?
There's a lot of different aspects. Number one, I like to test the limits of everything in life in general, you know. And so, you know, my job's a rapper. I'm somebody who likes to just see how far I can take things in general.
Yes.
And so, naturally, it's like, well, how long can I rap, you know? So I've always been somebody that just, like, wants to just keep freestyling. Like, I would go to the studio. And most people are like, you know, let's make a beat and we'll create a song, right?
Okay.
You know, that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, line me up like 30 beats and just leave and let me freestyle.
Ooh,
you know?
I like that.
So like, I'm just like, let me just go off and do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So my manager, rest in peace, Rick Quigley, he always encouraged me to see how long I could freestyle. And so, you know, I started getting in the mode of doing like a few hours here and there.
Okay.
It just so happened, I forget who threw it out, but it was just sort of like Guinness popped up and then someone else mentioned Guinness. And I usually like move in threes, like the universe gives me three.
Yep.
And so I was like, okay, the third person was like, how about like a Guinness thing? So I was like, okay, let's look into it. And then I realized the world record is 48 hours. So I'm like, wow, the most I've ever rapped is like 6 to 8.
Okay.
So I'm like, I got to train. So we set up 12,
yes.
18, 24. Now we're on up to the 36, and then the
wow.
48 is coming up.
So I have so many questions.
Yep.
So do you go to the bathroom? Do you sleep? Do you eat?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
40 hours,
so they do give you a 5-minute break every
okay.
hour.
That's
okay.
like the rule book.
Yeah.
Guinness
rules.
Okay.
Because Guinness does not want to hear you taking a shit.
Good beard.
You know. You know. So yeah, 5-minute break, and you can actually stack your breaks. So
oh.
if I didn't break for 4 hours, I could do a 20-minute nap. That's the way it works.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm getting it. I'm getting the feel now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Awesome. And so I saw that you were kind of having different topics because, you know, you can freestyle about so much, but then you're like, what am I freestyling about? And then you have to plan them in your head before you're doing it. So how do you kind of go into a flow of what you're going to even rap about?
Taking topics. So
okay.
we got live stream. We're live streaming to Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Kick, and people are just dropping topics on the live stream.
Cool.
And then in the actual venue space, we pass around a whiteboard.
Okay.
And people write down words on there. So I'm rapping about the words here, the words there,
wow.
and then also whatever inspires me in the space. Someone might be dancing, someone might be over there laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever I could pull from, I'm just rapping about.
You're like, give me everything.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, wow. So what's going to be the difference between your 36 hours and 48 hours?
So 36 is going to be a lot of fun. It's like our last chance to have fun. So, you know, like, ideally, we have a space that's, like, partially outdoors with a big, giant fire, like, festival style, and maybe people are doing, like, fire spinning and, like, it's a fucking circus, like, whatever, like, let's turn up, you
okay.
know? So the 36 is, like, it's going to be grueling, like, it's going to be tough, it's going to be my longest rap ever,
yep.
but we're going to get to have fun. And when the 48 comes, I was just talking to Faye about it, it's like, there's all these guidelines, we have multiple log keepers, multiple witnesses,
mm-hmm.
we got multiple timers going, all these rules we got to follow, and I can't really, like, move around so much and have so much
oh,
fun, so,
right.
like, it's going to be pressures on,
gotcha.
Everything's got to be down to the fucking wire, yeah.
Dang, yeah, because you kind of have to have, like, the people there, the Guinness
people there. And
so Guinness actually, it costs $16,000 to get an official judge. So if you don't want to pay them, you gotta document everything yourself.
Okay, and then so I saw during the 24-hour one, you have a timer.
Yep.
Okay, so you kind of already have all that, and then are you just staying in one spot, or do you like move different locations? Or
so we stay in the same venue, but like I'm usually in a chair, but I got up a few times and we shifted over to the other side of the room, and I put on a performance for everybody.
Gotcha.
So for the 48, I probably won't be able to do that, unfortunately, because we need like the static camera that has the clock in the background at all times.
Okay.
It doesn't move, so yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, that just sounds like a lot of different moving parts to like make it all happen, but it seems like you got a lot of support, so.
Partially thanks to you,
yes.
So appreciate it. Yes, yes, one of our sponsors right here. Yeah, officially.
Yeah, Floor Funga Podcast.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I'm super excited for you, and so I was sending it to like all of my friends and everything, and people were like, "Yeah, I'm already tuning in." Like, it's so nice, like seeing how much support you have. So, what has that been like from? I mean, even just 5 years ago, how long have you been rapping?
So I've been Fun Guy for 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
Really, it's just funny you said five because that's about when I introduced the name. But when I put on the cap, which was about 2 years ago is when I officially felt like
gotcha.
I was a fun guy.
And
you're a
fun guy flows.
Yes, yes, okay. I'm fun guy flows. But I've been rapping for over 20 years.
Wow,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. And I've also seen on your Instagram, you said that you like to like, you know, push the boundaries. I see you in ice baths all the time. So can you explain why you prefer that or want that?
I'm sort of a nerd when it comes to biohacking. We're actually just at the Vitality Center. We're doing cryo, contrast therapy, ice to hot, the sauna, compression, all kind of different things. And, you know, I'm a nerd when it comes to healing as well, you know what I mean? So, like, with the ice baths, it just makes you stronger in so many ways, mentally especially, you know, because you really got to face that part of you that has resistance that doesn't want to do something.
Yep.
So you strengthen your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You strengthen yourself physically by going through that contrast and that resistance, and that's building up your resiliency.
Right.
And then building up your spirit as well, because it's all connected. And I feel like when you put yourself through challenges, you're just getting stronger in all the different ways.
Right. I was seeing that you were ice bathing and rapping, and I was
yeah.
dude, that sounds like that, like, takes, like, I need to learn how to breathe first,
yeah.
And you're just out here just, like, spitting. I was like,
it wasn't on my first time. Yeah, we practice.
Do you have any advice for people if they're trying to get into, like, the rap game or just, like, getting more nerdy with fungi in general?
Yeah, so getting into rap, I actually do a workshop to help people freestyle.
Okay.
So, like, I believe that everybody can freestyle.
Yeah.
Everybody has it in them, and some of us have blockages that we have ways that we can work through to
That's
open up self-expression. Most people.
I have a blockage.
Definitely most people. And getting into the world of fungi, you know, there's, like, a million grow kits out there if you want to start something to just kind of, like, vibe with the energy, or take a wild foraging walk, or show up at MycoFest,
yeah.
You know, like, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it's fun to hear you, like, you know, rap about stuff, but then you're, like, knowledgeable on top of, like, you know what cordyceps is, and then you make, like, a rhythm and rhyme with cordyceps, and it's like, oh, he, like, knows the nerdy stuff, but then, like, also can put it into this, so... Yeah, it's just amazing what you do.
We should try it out, I think. So you have a pretty big knowledge base when it comes to mushrooms and plants, obviously.
Okay.
I know some things about plants. I'm more knowledgeable about mushrooms. But if you wanted, we could play around a little bit, and you can toss me a random mushroom or a random plant, like, every 5 or 10 seconds, and I can do a freestyle and try to incorporate it.
Ooh, obviously the Inky Cat or, like, Shaggy Mane is something that I would start with.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't
All
want
right.
to put you on the spot.
No. This is what I do. This is what I like to do.
Okay.
So Shaggy Mane and the Inky Cat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Check it out. Get in the zone and I'm rhyming, man. Hey. Kind of feeling like the Shaggy Mane, eh? Because it's really just a mystery, like Scooby-Doo, every time that I spit a free. Get it, Shaggy? Okay, let me think. Freestyle off of the dome with no ink. But I'm still like a squid when I'm spitting raps. If I was, my shroom would be the Inky Cat. Like, whoa, check it out when I rock fresh. I was like, yo, it's on the top of her head. You know I got the spots you can see, bruh. Rock it right here. We got us the Amanita. Check this. Yo, she even got the necklace. It's got a little quartz all up in the bottom. Got the shrooms, baby, we got it popping. You can toss out any other words you want, and
Venus
I can come
trap.
Up with a flow. Venus flytrap, yeah, you already know that. I could come around and just eat these bugs. Everybody knows I'm hungry, you can see what's up. Is that the one from Super Mario? I show them that it ain't that hard to flow, yo. They just trying to come around and just bite us. But that's really what excites us. Now out here, I'm not afraid to get a little succulent, chilling with the jade. Is that what that is,
yes.
Yo? I don't really know.
It is.
I'm not a plant expert upon the low, but I can still come around here and get warm, chilling with the fairies when I'm hanging with the ferns. Oh. All up in the forest, all these plants, they be looking so gorgeous. Got the ivy flowing for show when I rap it. I can also get prickly like a cactus.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm just rapping for practice. Go ahead and toss out some more magic.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got?
Indian pipe.
Indian pipe. Oh, I'm pretty sure that that can get you out of a trip and help with your pain.
Yes.
Okay, I might know a couple things that be deep in my brain, yo, that's what I'm saying. They be looking real ghosty, actually see-through. I was like, yo, the little thing was my boo. Get it, ghost boo? Okay, now I gotta rap words. This is just a capture, I'm feeling like Casper. Ooh, that's the friendliest ghost. With the ghost pipe, but you can't smoke it. You know, and that the shroom is the dopest. If you in a trip, that can get you over. Oh, okay, what else do you got? We could come up with something hot. Throw out a word for us, whatever you want.
Stinghorn fern.
We got the stinghorn. Yo, I just met it the other day. That shit smelled like, ooh, way. I was like, god damn, that's nasty. That'd be smelling way worse than some ass cheeks. I was like, oh my. I caught a little whiff and I was like, damn, why the hell does this even grow? Had that black ink in it, I'm like, no, I don't want to touch it. That looks disgusting. But my homie, he ate it for his luncheon. I was like, yo, you didn't even cook it? Oh, what'd you say, Faye? And he wins? Oh, fucking Reishi, well, that'll be the king. Or maybe that's the queen. Y'all are not a mean. The chaga is the king, so I really gotta see if it can help me flow right deep up in my arteries. Reishi be doing everything when I rap words. Really good even for your cardiovascular. Respiratory system unlocked. Take the Reishi every day and the flow never stop. And it's good for the circulatory too. And the nervous system, so you already knew. It's basically good for everything when I spit words. Go ahead and get yourself your own tincture.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
There we go, baby.
Yes, hell yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Dude, yes, the flow. Oh my gosh. Yeah, where can people find you, get to know you more, come to events that you're at? Like, how can people dive into your shit?
Thank you. So, the tentative dates is January 26th for the 36 hour, February 23rd for the 48. We are in a venue change, so the dates might change, but that's what we got right now.
Cool.
You can find me, funguyflows.fun is the website. You know, dot fun, we have to go dot fun, you know what I'm saying? But yes, Fungi Flows on all platforms, whether that's TikTok, Instagram,
mm-hmm.
Facebook, YouTube, basically anywhere you're at, you can find me. And then if you want to check out the music, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, wherever, both tapes are on YouTube, so go ahead and check out the music, and if you like it, please send me a message and let me know.
Yes, that's what I did.
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Hey.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Hey.
Flora Funga Podcast. You can find me also on any platform as well. I'm on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, God, anything. Find me.
Check her out. Much love, y'all. See you soon.
Go support Fungi Flows. He's on all social media platforms as well. And at the end of February, he will be breaking that world record. So go follow him on everything and follow his journey. Tired of feeling drained and lethargic? Wish you could boost your energy levels naturally and stay focused throughout the day with no crash? I've been struggling with this problem too. Thank you to Sovereignty's Purpose for the ultimate energy of the day. Imagine a world where you wake up feeling refreshed, alert, and ready to conquer any challenge that comes your way. With Sovereignty, you live your life with purpose. Whether you're tackling a project, powering through a workout, or simply need a pick-me-up during the day, Purpose is carefully crafted with a powerful combination of amazing ingredients like green coffee bean extract, cordyceps, ashwagandha, bacopa, beet juice, hemp blend, green tea extract, cherry, blueberry, broccoli, kale, and turmeric extract. All of this is only 25 calories and 115 milligrams of caffeine with no jitters and no crashes. Harness this aptogenic blend of benefits in your next smoothie, drink, cocktail, or dessert. Whether you're an entrepreneur, farmer, business professional, or student, Purpose has got your back. No more sluggish afternoons and hello productivity that lasts. Grab your blend with 10% off using the code KK10 on sovereignty.co. That's SOVEREIGNTY.CO and use KK20 for 20% off at checkout.